Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Who is Mother's Day for, especially if you're a guy? Like, is your responsibility to your wife, the mother of your kids, or your mom? Like, this is your mom. Should you still be treating her and pampering her like she's your mother? Because she is. 314-531-9898. I thought I had a controversial hot take, but this is like kind of trending and people are talking about it because a woman was asking the question that she's having this argument with her husband, and it was pretty split on where their roles and responsibilities lie to Mother's Day, because he was like, look, you're not my mom. You're our kid's mom. I got to take care of my mom. She's raised me. She's done everything for me. She's sacrificed so much for me. And so this is who I need to prioritize on this day, because they have completely different visions for what they want to do for Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. Mother-in-law wants to go to the typical Mother's Day brunch. Mother-in-law wants to go to a place that mom does not want to go and do completely different things. And so they are not on the same page on what they want to do for their day. And he feels like, as a husband, he's torn, but he's like, look, I want to, this is what I do. I go to my mom on my Mother's Day brunch. It's like the one day of the year. They have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old. Kids are younger. Who does his responsibilities and priorities should they lie with? 314-531-9898.
This is a hard topic. Yep. This is a hard thing. I could see it both ways. I'm guessing this isn't something where I could just be like, oh, split time.
No, cannot split time. You have to make a decision. Who are you letting down?
You know, it's really hard, because if you leave your wife to go with your mother, then you're just like letting her watch your kids on Mother's Day by herself.
Like bailing? Like, yeah. Or you drag her to your Mother's Day brunch, not even her own. Like, you're driving her to your mother-in-law's Mother's Day brunch. Kevin, what do you do?
What do I do? This is the time I only feel good that my mother has passed, so it's not an issue.
I actually thought the same
thing. That's how big of a deal this is.
That's how big of a deal this is.
Yes.
It's so tough. I'm the guy who would be like this. I think your responsibility, sadly, has to go with your mom. Now, here's the thing, and I say this because mom raised
you. Say that to Sarah's face.
And I think Sarah would understand that too. But, you know, it's like, well, whose mom's more important, your wife's mom or your mom?
Then it becomes two different moms.
Then it becomes even a bigger issue.
I
think, but that's how you got to split it. I think you got to go with your mom. When your kids get older, they'll have to make this exact same decision. Yeah.
I would feel absolutely horrible if my mom was like, yay, I made brunch reservations at my favorite restaurant. And I was like, I'm actually not going to celebrate you today, even though you raised me for this long and I talk to you every day and I love you so much. That's awful.
I do agree. But my controversial hot take, when you're torn in this situation, it's the mother of your kids. They shift into a different person who plays that mother figure.
Your mom wouldn't get celebrated at all?
I think like...
Like, here's a bouquet of flowers, peace out?
So the truth is, in most cases, there are ways to make both work. But if both women want different things, I do think that the person who gets the secondary day, like, oh, we'll celebrate Mother's Day on the... You know, the next Sunday or the next Saturday is the mom who raised you because the mother of your
not in my house.
No, because the mother of your kids also gave birth to your kids. And you know what's trending right now is that like epidural needle thing that people keep posting this like, this is the epidural. Like,
your mom went through that for you though. It's the exact same thing.
I know
thing.
It's tough, but I feel like your kids are not old enough. Your mom has been celebrated. That's what moms do. And this mom who's only got a 6-year and a 4-year-old, this is like Mother's Day number 7 for her, not mother who has had 40 Mother's Day.
I'm rocking with the OG mom.
OG
I think
mom.
You celebrate your mom. You don't know how many you have left.
Right.
Ooh, that's a great point, too.
Great point.
I think you better soak that in. And also, at least for my mom, I know one of her like biggest fears is like feeling that like we all move on past her like when we create our own family. So I don't ever want her to forget, you know, how much we appreciate her for raising us. So
I think
I'm rocking with the OG mom.
See, I think they want my dad.
Why can't the wife be celebrated
on
at a later
day?
That would be way easier to coordinate. You live with her.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you celebrate mom in the home who's grinding it out day in and day out with the kids. The kids can't do anything. They're 6 and 4. A Hannah, A B, Kevin, all three different disagree. So you go with OG mom. 314-531-9898. Even asking the question had people uncomfortable in the studio. And
I've never had such a hard time with the topic. I'm like,
everyone's like, oh, this sucks. And Kevin, what did you say?
I said, it's the only time I'm glad my mother has passed because I don't have to make that decision for her.
This mom has asked on social and it's going trending. It's like, hey, my mother-in-law, my husband's mom, and I are not on the same page about what we want to do for Mother's Day. She wants to do typical Mother's Day brunch. I want nothing to do with it. I don't want to go. It's my day. I want to celebrate me as a mom with my kids and my husband. And husband feels torn. He's like, well, what do I do? Do I just leave my mom hanging? 314-531-9898. When it comes down to Mother's Day, where do your priorities lie? We have to... Like, everyone wants to say both, okay? Everyone, that's the ideal world. But there's only so much time in a day. There's only so many things you can do. If mother of your kids wants to do something that's going to take up or do it at the exact same time mom wants to do brunch, where is dad at? Where is husband at? Where is son at? Let's take some phone calls on this. And who do you think your priorities lie with?
Well, we're all raised to put family first. And when you get older and you get married, you have your own family. And oftentimes there's a little bit of tension in it with in-laws.
Yeah, always.
Normal thing. But any mother that would demand that her son or daughter spend the day with her instead of being with her family, I think that's a little testy. Kevin, your mother raised you to be a good man. Mm-hmm. And you have your own family now, and you have to set an example for your children. Family comes first. Immediate family, and then everybody else, because you're not going to put somebody else over your family.
That's not what my mother would say, but okay.
Oh my God, okay. Let's grab... let's go ahead, Loretta. Loretta, what's your opinion on this?
Like I said, my son wrote a text to his wife, his mother-in-law, and myself, and he said, for the three most important mothers in my life, I'd like to cook you dinner. Mm-hmm. And he included all of us. And
he's covering all his bases.
He knows that you can't get catty in a group chat. It's a lot harder to do that. You're kind of like, oh, like we didn't want to do the same thing. You know, they're both saying that behind the scenes. But inside the group chat, like, we're down to do whatever.
He's a smart man.
The part was, I said, what can I bring? He goes, nothing. I've got it all covered. That made my heart happy.
Aww.
Yeah, you've raised a good one, man. That's awesome. Nikki, who do you think the Mother's Day priority should lie with?
I mean, that grandma already had her time in the trenches. It's mom's turn now. And also, I want to say that you mentioned, like, you don't know how many Mother's Day you have left with your mother or with grandma. Mm-hmm. But you also don't know how many Mother's Day you have left with your mom of small children. And so if that mom, that young mom, spends all of her Mother's Day celebrating grandma, then she doesn't get any Mother's Days to celebrate just her.
Dang. Mm. Nikki, with the mic, everyone's like, wow. Yeah. This conversation, the bottom line is this conversation made everyone uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Don't make me choose between the two most important people in my life.
We're all scared.
Yes.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.